Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's lock this in formally. 1:18, 1 hour from right now. Set your timers for 59 minutes out. That's when we're going to give away registration to the 2017 Scherzer Showdown. The event is Saturday, September 9th at Hill Country Barbecue.
That's great.
I can't stress enough how cool this prize is. This prize is worth over $1,000.
I don't know how to put a dollar amount on it, honestly.
Well, I can tell you right now that it costs companies that ends up benefiting charity over $1,000 to have people get in.
Sure.
So you could start it at least that. That's how much you pay. You draft a fantasy team on site at Hill Country while eating a free delicious lunch. Sitting next to Max Scherzer or Steven Strasburg or Anthony Rendon, who were all there last year, or Tanner Roark.
Tanner was there.
Or Carl Alsner. You sit there next to your favorite DC players, one of whom at least is going to be in your fantasy league all season. You draft the team, and the money that is raised by the people that pay to be in these leagues and the companies that send people, and you can get more information at Scherzer Showdown if you don't win your way in. If you want to participate in these leagues, you can sign up and actually donate to the Nats Youth Academy. But this is as good a prize as we give out on this show. So 1 hour from right now, you got to answer a question and be the 10th caller. And if you could do that, you're going to win that pass to draft a team in a league with Max Scherzer or one
Very
of his
cool.
teammates. And we are hosting that event. You want your Johnny Manziel update?
Yeah, I don't know the story. What is this?
Johnny Manziel. Johnny has had a very hard life. Johnny Manziel worked out for CFL football's Hamilton Tiger Cats. They've been in the news a lot lately.
I didn't know any of this.
Isn't Canadian Football League's Hamilton Tiger Cats the same team that hired and then unhired Art Briles in the span of 24 hours? Dara's saying yes.
You could convince me.
Did you follow that story at all?
Not even for a single second.
So 2 days ago, the report was out there that he had landed a job as an assistant for the Hamilton Tiger Cats.
Okay.
There was so much backlash and so many people were irate that Art Briles, how he handled everything at Baylor, was getting another job in football that essentially they just said, you know what, not worth it, never mind. And
yeah,
he no longer is going to work for the Hamilton Tiger Cats.
Oh, wow. That's awkward.
That same team is back in the news. They're trying out and working out Johnny Manziel. But here's the story from Pro Football Talk that was posted a couple minutes ago. So Manziel goes and works out for this CFL team, and they conclude that they can't sign him because he's not ready to play both physically or mentally. Now, I don't know how in a workout at their facility they can determine that the clown shoe wasn't ready to play mentally.
Unless he did like a Richie Tenenbaum and like took a sock and a shoe off and like just sat down. I don't know, man.
Maybe he like showed up and they didn't like the way he was acting, or he did like his money fingers after he threw a touchdown pass in the workout.
He like checked down and did money fingers.
Never forget, people wanted to buy money finger t-shirts, and please never forget. Dar's raising his hand. He hasn't forgotten. I forgot Dar was one of those
we
people.
Should always remember that.
I loved him in college. I quickly realized I was wrong once he got to the pros and he didn't change at all. I admit I was wrong on him.
Is it true that you wanted to buy a Money Fingers team t-shirt for Johnny Manziel?
For the record, I believe AJ wanted to buy us matching t-shirts.
Now, I will confirm that that's
fair,
true.
To be fair, Dar wanted a t-shirt.
Yeah, Dar wasn't on the t-shirt.
I'm not saying I didn't want one.
You weren't just some t-shirt victim here.
I remember Dar being upset that I was upset that Johnny Manziel flicked off the sideline one time, like in the preseason.
Yeah. There was a relentless defense.
That means nothing. Dar was like, that means nothing.
A relentless and unfiltered defense constantly of Johnny Manziel. Both, by the way, from Brendan Dar, from the UMSO News Network and the 2B Fair News Desk, and a man I find reasonable in general, Pistol Pete Medhurst. Pete Medhurst, who I respect. I like his opinions on sports. He's encyclopedic.
Pete knows more about college prospects than anybody at the station.
He defended Johnny Manziel.
You know who else Pete is a mark of, like, kind of under the radar? And I got to talk to Pete because I don't know if he's still on this train or not.
Obscure women's tennis players.
Very much loves that. We could actually get him on the show for this tomorrow. Pete likes Nate Sudfeld.
No, he doesn't.
Come on.
I'm telling you. I've taught, and I don't know if it's still a thing. Pete has told me before, like, Nate Sudfeld can play. You got to give him a shot. He can play. And Pete, as a scout, he knows some players.
He's seen some
football.
He's
been right on some guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he told me right away, like, Josh Laribas, I've seen him play every year. That guy stinks.
He had good things to say about Hassan Reddick. Not as good things to say about Matt Ioannidis. Again, prescient. Yeah.
Pete has done pretty well in the scouting service for me. He's in on Nate Sudfeld.
Oh, no.
So, for whatever that's worth, we got to get him on tomorrow at some point and ask him about that. See where he's at. But that's your Johnny Manziel update. We're good for one a month or so.
I had no idea, A, kind of where he was, what he was doing. Just news to me over here that he tried out for a CFL team, and they were like, nah, not for us.
If you're Robert Griffin, do you try out for a CFL team at this point? I mean, how is that worse than not playing football at all?
Now, if it's me and I'm Robert Griffin, the answer is yes.
That's what I'm asking.
But if I'm putting myself into his shoes, he won't do it.
What about Kaepernick? I mean, a guy that is fringe NFL worthy. Like, Manziel's not on the level of either of those two guys, obviously. But he's played quarterback in the National Football League and had a very limited amount of success. He's thrown a touchdown. He's run around. He's made a play or two. I understand why he's going to the CFL, because he'll never be back in the NFL again.
Yep.
If you're Kaepernick, who had some good moments as a starter last season, if you're Griffin, who had some good moments as a starter 4 seasons ago.
Years ago.
Why not go play in the CFL and make some money? I guess the risk of injury and ruining your NFL chances.
And there's a brand maybe, like, associated with it. I mean, but for me, I think playing is better than not playing. I just default that way in general. You know what I mean? I think you do more for yourself when you play than when you don't play.
Has Griffin played his last down in the NFL?
Dude, remember we had this conversation, what was it, like 6 weeks ago? And I was like, yeah. I was like, Grant, he'll start again. He'll play for somebody.
Like, he'll get signed at the start of training camp.
And tumbleweed.
Training camp's over.
He's checking his phone to make sure it's on. Like, does he have batteries? Has my signal?
You know what I'm going to do? This is going to annoy a lot of people, so I'll apologize in advance.
Is this a Grant Trolson bit?
It is a little bit of a
Grant. Or a Grant Paulson bit.
I'm looking up Robert Griffin's Twitter account to see what he's been tweeting lately.
I bet you. Now, I've already lost a bet today.
Ooh, he tweeted yesterday.
I guarantee
yesterday.
You it's an inspirational quote of some kind.
I got this. First of all, his last tweet is 2 hours ago, and he retweeted Adam Carriker bench pressing 550 pounds and said, "Strongman is still strong."
Okay.
That's funny.
Okay.
All right, so that's good.
And that is true, by the way.
Not a teammate.
Can you imagine being underneath that much weight with the idea that you'll push it off of you?
No. Think about,
like, it's on top of you. You could be crushed.
Here's
crushed.
Robert. Can I get some music for Robert Griffin's most recent tweets? This could be a new segment we could do on the show. Just give me anything that, whatever you got, Tom. Get as creative as you want to. Yeah, I'm going to read Robert Griffin's latest tweets. This is what he's been up to. This and working out.
You could go like classical music.
He's got another baby now. Oh, this is good.
Here
we go. When they not respecting your name, let it motivate you. That was yesterday.
Inspiration.
1.1 thousand likes, 495 retweets. When they not respecting your name, let it motivate you. One day before that, oh, he tweets once a day. This is cute. So this is Andre 3K. Oh, man. I love Andre 3K. All right. August 28th. So what day of the week was that? That was Monday. He tweets, this is actually very nice. Family and friends in Houston are suffering. Please do all you can to help. It's a good use of his Twitter account. That was his tweet for Monday. On Sunday, keep Houston in your prayers. That's a very good use of his Twitter account. Again, making moves. I like that. You go back before that, recent Robert Griffin tweets, a lot on McGregor Mayweather.
Yeah, I like
a lot on that.
I like his, apropos of nothing, inspirational quotes. Meaning like, the world's against you.
I got
watch
one for
me.
You. Ready?
Yeah,
those are my favorites. Tommy. Here we go. August 26th. So we're back to the weekend. Never be afraid to express love. Never be afraid to express love. You want another one?
I'd like one. I'd like one more.
August 26th.
Uh-huh.
You are the hero of your own story.
That's the one I like.
You like that?
That's the one I want.
How about in life, one
I think
of
I'm
the
antagonist of my own story, by the way.
Here's a good one. In life, one of the most important things you can be is yourself. The same day as he said you are the hero of your own story.
That's a double inspirational quote day. Now, what else could you be besides yourself? Like, what are the other nominees up at the top of the podium? What else gets
there? You could
there?
Be somebody else. In life, one of the most important things. You can be as yourself.
There's a list. I'm simply pointing out one of the things on the list.
Are we only focused on pointing out the problems in our society, or are we actually going to do something about it?
It's a poignant, thoughtful question.
An interesting question.
Yeah.
Never be afraid of hard work, August 24th. Never be afraid of hard work.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm laughing at that. I shouldn't be. It's mean. This is mean.
This is mean. Let's stop doing it.
But
anyway.
But ultimately, if I'm him, I do the CFL thing. You need to play. I just think you do. But he made the decision that he made to go to Cleveland and basically bomb out his career because he still believed in his mind, I'm a starter.
Right.
He should have prolonged it, gone somewhere, been an apprentice, been a backup. Wasn't his DNA, though.
Let's get to Josh Doctson next. He wants to play tomorrow night. Starters are not going. Could be raining in Tampa. Not a whole lot getting done. Should Doctson be allowed to play in Tampa Bay? By the way, the immediate results on Twitter at Grant H. Paulson. People liked, didn't dislike the new segment where we read Robert Griffin's tweet set to music. They liked it.
Instantaneous flash feedback.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.